Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome aboard, and you're going to be glad you did because you're going to be glad you joined us because Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer, the author of a number of books on home-based and teleworking, including Home Office Know-How and Safe at Home. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you here, as always. Jeff, I was talking to the audience previously to you getting here, and I was talking about my days when I was a micropreneur, back in the late 80s and early 90s, and how much I look back on those days, and even though they were kind of intense because I was trying to get a business started. I had two kids and two mortgages, and I was trying to get a business off the ground, but it was exciting because I was actually making it happen. And the point that I made was, it was just me and my technology. That I didn't have any employees. I was a micropreneur with just me and my technology. And I was just saying that by today's standards, the technology, only those, of course, now it's like 17, 18 years ago. But it was rudimentary by today's standards and expensive.
Right.
I mean, a 10 megabyte hard drive, a standalone, and of course by late 80s you could get internal hard drives, but a lot of computers didn't have that. You actually had peripheral hard drives.
Right.
My first hard drive was a 10 megabyte hard drive, and it cost me $1,000.
Right. Now you can get, I have an 8 gigabyte card for my camera that's less than $50.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing how it's come along, and also how it's come full circle. We see how, for example, that now external hard drives are back in, but now they're back in, so to speak, as peripherals that are for backup solutions.
Right.
You know, for portable data storage. And obviously we have online solutions and a variety of different solutions, but I have this Maxdor, what they call one-touch backup hard drive. It's a 360 gig drive that would fit
paid $150 for it or something.
Yeah, exactly, and it would fit inside a box of, that would hold cigars, like a cigar box. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's small enough that it's like, four decks of cards, and this one's actually almost 2 years old, so, I mean, it's big by those standards.
The technology is amazing. How technology has allowed micropreneurs to not only thrive, not only to be successful, but to actually remain micropreneurs longer. In other words, not have to hire people, take a longer time before they actually need another person.
Well, a friend of mine, James Chan, wrote a book called Spare Room Tycoon, and what Spare Room Tycoon discusses, it's the premise that he never wanted to grow his business. He's a consultant for businesses, companies wanting to do business in China, and his premise was he never wanted to grow his business any larger than could efficiently be run out of the spare room of his home.
Right.
Sort of grow right up to those seams, not bursting at the seams, but right up to the walls, as it were. And with technology and with outsourcing, you're able to do that, whether it's with virtual assistants. And he wrote his book like 4 or 5 years ago already. Mm-hmm. So using a virtual assistant was still uncommon, but it wasn't as, there weren't all the resources online to find these people, whether it's Guru or Elance or, assistance.com, any of these different, websites and services that you can turn to. You need a virtual assistant. That person can be in Spokane and you can be in Fort Lauderdale, and it really doesn't matter if the work is digital or if they can receive mail, or a FedEx shipment or whatever the case may be. There's a lot of different alternatives that are out there that allow us to maintain lifestyle without outgrowing the space or lifestyle that we've become accustomed to and, frankly, are demanding for our lives.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, another thing that's changed for micropreneurs, I think, and small business owners in general, not just micropreneurs, Jeff, is our ability to get PR.
Right.
Our ability to have our name and our brand identified with the knowledge that we have. There was a time when I remember many years ago when and anybody any most baby boomers will remember when the only people who actually you ever saw in a newspaper were the professional journalists at the newspaper or syndicated columnists.
Right.
And the only time your name would ever get in the paper would be if you wrote a letter to the editor or something
right.
like that.
Right.
But as the newspaper industry and as the print industry especially has changed, has evolved and sometimes to their detriment, they've been looking more and more outside for sources and a lot of times they've actually made concerted efforts to find local sources.
Right.
And the local source, by the way, Jeff, is a euphemism for we don't pay them.
Right. Exactly.
But my point is that there is opportunity out there, and you've seen it, haven't you?
For small businesses
to get to PR.
Yeah, and you made a comment a moment ago, and the key word here is the evolution of the media. And you know, I continue to write for newspapers and for a variety of different print publications, but increasingly I'm getting queries from publications that are asking for, okay, we want content, but this won't run in our print pub. This will run online.
Right.
And the online, you know, it's a double-edged sword, as it were, but the online realm has opened opportunities both for working journalists like myself who get paid for that stuff, but also for micropreneurs or any business that wants to get exposure out there. And if they just realize the benefit involved, there's a cost in the sense of your time and money that it will cost you to either write an article or have an article written for placement in a publication when an editor calls and says, look, we're not going to pay, but we have space. Do you want to run something? But you got to realize, you know, while there is a cost, there's a benefit that you say, look, yes, but as long as you run my bio with a link to my website at the end of the article, I'd be happy to do so. I, as a working journalist, got that offer this past week. A big publication called me and said, look, we want, you know, I've worked with them in the past. They said, we can't pay, but we'd like to run some content. And I said, you know what, whatever. What's it take me as a writer? What does it take me to do something like that? So, you know, 30 minutes to an hour later, I cranked out some what I thought was worthy content. They're going to run my bio at the end. It's a pretty significant pub, so
and
there's
you got
a benefit
some PR
there
out of,
as well.
But when we come back, but Jeff's a professional, folks. And unlike some things like Evel Knievel stunts, you can try this at home. And when we come back, Jeff's going to show you how you can get some PR out of your local press for your small business. 20 after. Stay with us.
Well, I saw a tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all of the things we've been doing for the last 10 years almost. In fact, the website is 10 years old. But all the other stuff we've been collecting for you, archives, articles, thousands of each one of those, hundreds of Brain Trust members, our newsletter, the blog, all that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then we have our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can go to get small business answers now, askjim.biz. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's all over both of our websites. Has made a significant contribution to both of those websites over the years. And, Jeffrey, for that, we thank you.
Well, always, you know what, it's a good symbiosis, a good relationship here where we help each other. And I've gotten a lot of as we say in the faith, a lot of nachas out of our relationship. A lot of good things have gone back and forth. So
there you go. And
thing.
See, you don't, you know, you have to come to the Small Business Advocate Show to get these big words that Jeff has. So
exactly.
Jeff, we thank you. And he's bilingual, too, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't know that, did you? he speaks English and Yiddish.
There you go. Exactly.
Jeff, we're talking about getting PR for our small businesses. And, you know, you're a pro. This is what you do for a living. You're a professional writer. It's like falling off a log for you to crank out 500 words in an hour. You know, this
I don't know if I like that metaphor, but okay.
Ready to be sold, and so, but you know, most people are not like that. I mean, probably the next thing right under fear of public speaking would be fear of writing something.
Right.
And so, how does a small business owner get PR in today's environment? Which actually, as I said, and folks, I mean this, there's never been a better time, in my opinion, in the history of the marketplace, for you to have an opportunity to get PR. Now, you're not going to get paid for it, but you're also not going to have to pay for it.
Right.
And it could be an article, but it could just be you being interviewed, you being an expert available to answer questions. Jeff, what are some ways that they can do this?
Well, this is one of those topics that would go back to the old format of the show when we would spend an hour talking about any one topic, and then we'd say, okay, Jim, we're going to continue this for the next 3 weeks because it can be pretty deep, but we're going to take a deep breath and sort of go through this. First off, as I tell my kids, don't ever be afraid of the written word. While you may not think that you're a good writer, you can read the way articles are written in newspapers and in magazines and online, and sort of mimic that style. Look for the good stuff. Look for the stuff that is not short but is to the point. I'm doing some editing for a client of mine. He's got a lot of content on his website, and it's just his rambling missives. Keep it short, about 250 words maximum if you're going to try and submit it to a publication. Bullet points are great, but think of what your customers are asking you. Think of what they're looking for as far as questions that they need answered. Get 3, 5, 7 of those questions, answer them, put it into a format that's easy. Again, you can search online for PR, sort of like public relations writing, public relations, you know, press release examples. I'm sure you'll find hundreds of examples out there online. Next, develop relationships with the media around you. And it doesn't mean call the Wall Street Journal and ask who covers your market. It means contact the local community newspaper, even your local Metro daily publication. Learn, read the publication, know who covers your area. It's like calling the business desk if you have you're a caterer, and calling the business desk and saying, you know, I'm catering a party this weekend. Why don't you send your restaurant reviewer out to see what it is, and calling the business desk about that. If you don't know and spend the time and frankly the professional courtesy to know who to contact, they're not going to give you the time of day, and I wouldn't either if you called me saying, hey, it's a sports topic.
And let me give you a little inside information on the local newspaper, folks. Get to know the executive editor a little bit. You at least need to know who that person is. They need to know who you are. And here's why. You're probably going to be talking more to the person who covers business. But in more and more, Jeff, as you know, more and more newspapers, especially in the average hometown newspaper, there isn't the person who has actually been assigned to cover business is 99% of the time is not going to be a business expert. So that's good news. That's good news for you because you are a business expert.
Right.
But the bad news is they don't know as much as they probably need to know. But for them, that's the bad news. But the other bad news is that that person is probably going to change in 6 months.
Right.
So the person you contacted or who contacted you today will be moving over to sports in 3 months or 6 months. So you got to find somebody new. The executive editors don't move as much.
Right.
And
they're more likely to stay.
Now they change too, but they don't move as much. And so my point is, get to know two or three different people, not the publisher though. Don't just because you know the publisher of a newspaper. If you know the publisher, that person is not going to get you any ink.
Yeah, and the thing to keep in mind also is at a bigger publication, you know, we have the Sun Sentinel down here, and we have the Miami Herald and the Palm Beach Post. Going too high is sort of that 30,000-foot view that can be helpful, but it takes them out of, because they have to cover, they oversee sports and business and front page and, you know, dining and lifestyle.
Right.
As we say with any business, if you're trying to do sales, get to know the gatekeeper, get to know the person who handles some of these things, get to know the administrative assistant at the business desk
or the sports desk
or whatever.
Jeff, we've got to wrap it up. Before we do, I need your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You got to go there, folks. If you're a micropreneur, if you're home-based or want to be, check out ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.